जय श्री राधे। राधे राधे, जय श्री राधे। हमरा श्रीमती परम करुणामयी श्रीमती राधा ठाकुरानी के
We are offering dandavat pranams, prostrated, humble obeisances to the most merciful Radha Thakurani. And we are going to hear katha about her, Radha Thakurani. This Radha Tattva and Tattva of the Gopis, in order that they enter the heart even a little bit, what is required? Mercy of Sriman Mahaprabhu, mercy of Nitai Chand, mercy of associates of Lord Gauranga. By their mercy, we would be able to understand something. This is why we offer obeisances to Sriman Gauranga Mahaprabhu, to Nitai Chand, Advaita Prabhu. There are so many faults in Kali Yuga. Many faults are there in Kali Yuga. But still, this Kali Yuga is so fortunate. Why? Because in this Kali Yuga, Sriman Mahaprabhu, he brought Prem Bhakti and he preached it. He brought Prem Bhakti for us. He let us know about it. This is why this Kali Yuga is so fortunate. In this Kali Yuga, Sriman Gauranga Dev has appeared and he brought this divine Radha Thakurani Katha. He brought it to us. He let us know about it. Manjari Svarup Sadhana is brought by him. Otherwise, we wouldn't ever know about it. Residing in Sri Goloka Dham, Sri Radharani Sakis, they are all great Rasiks. And they like to joke with Krishna. Why? Sri Krishna himself, he has sent Sri Shuka Muni, Srila Shukadev Goswami, to express his qualities, to describe them. So the Sakis, they are great Munis, great learned personalities. So Krishna went to Sakis as he is desiring to meet Sri Radharani. And seeing Sri Krishna, all the gopis started laughing a lot. They were laughing so much. And Sri Krishna was thinking, my Radharani Sakis are laughing so much at me. He went to Sakis and he asked them, O Sakis, you're laughing so much, you're so much blissful. Why? What's the reason? And the Sakis answered, you don't know the reason? All the time you're telling that you're not miser, that such a fault doesn't exist in you, but that the Shukamuni, Srila Shukadev Goswami, that you have sent to glorify you, he himself is saying, in your Shastra, he is saying, he explained that you are miser. Krishna was asking, how is this possible? There are no faults in the Supreme Lord, including the fault of being miserly. But the gopis answered, your Shri Shukamuni, he told this. Shri Krishna asked, where? So the gopis quoted this shloka. The one who is giving salvation, mukti, is called Mukunda. The one that is giving mukti or salvation is called Mukunda. Hey Govinda, O Lord of our lives, you are considering yourself to be such a great donor, but your great Shukamuni in your Shastra, he is giving this Siddhanta, this conclusion. You are miser. In this shloka, it is told that you are giving salvation, you are giving mukti, but you are not giving bhakti. You are giving mukti, salvation, but you are not giving prem bhakti, the pure loving devotion to you. So the one that you have sent to glorify you, he is calling you miser. If the gopis are able to joke with Krishna, to laugh at him, if they can put him down, this brings them great bliss. They are in great bliss, supreme bliss, if they can do so. So they are greatly amused, the Radharani Sakis, if they can in some way put Krishna down, if they can joke, laugh at him. So now they're telling Krishna, you can't hide that you are called and described as Kripana, as the one that is miserly. Your Shukamuni is saying that in your Shastra it is stated. So Sri Govinda became so sad. in Shastra, in Siddhanta, in these conclusions of the scriptures, it is told that I'm miserly. He was considering. So he became very sad. If the person is not miserly, and someone called that person miserly, that person will of course become sad. There is no greater donor, greater generous person than Shri Govinda, Shri Krishna. But now they are calling him Shri Govinda, Shri Krishna, miser. What is the greatest thing that the Supreme Lord Shri Krishna possesses? That is his pure devotion, prem bhakti, pure loving devotion. The great sadhus are life after life doing tapasya in order to achieve mukti. Not just one life, but life after life. And the Supreme Lord, Shri Krishna, Shri Mukunda, is easily gifting them mukti or salvation. But the truth is that the greatest wealth that the Supreme Lord Shri Krishna possesses is his prem bhakti, the pure loving devotion. If you would be in situation to give something, to borrow something to someone, you will give lots of money, lots of jewelry. But if you would have the touchstone, the stone that turns the iron into gold, you wouldn't give it to anyone. Because the touchstone would be the greatest thing, the greatest wealth that you possess. You wouldn't give it to anyone. Easily, you wouldn't give it to anyone. With this touchstone, you would be able to turn all metal into gold. So, in no case, for no reason, you would give it to anyone. So, the same situation is with Shri Govinda, Shri Krishna. Mukti or salvation is something worthless. And still, even such a thing he is giving, though it's told giving easily to the sadhus after many, many lives of their sadhana, of their tapasya. So Shastra is saying that he is very easily, after some examinations, he is easily giving mukti, salvation. So in order to joke with Shri Krishna, Shri Govinda, now the gopis are calling him Kripana, or the miserly one. So if someone is not miser, and the person is loudly announcing that that person is a miser, so that person will naturally become sad. So this is what happened to Shri Krishna, Shri Govinda. My sakis are telling that I am miser.
Sakis
So from Sakis, he went to Sri Radharani. He entered there and he sat at the Simhasan. And immediately Sri Radharani could understand that he is sad because of something. Immediately she asked, "O Lord of my life, O lover of my life, just by seeing you I can understand that you are sad because of something. Your mind is not uplifted. Your mind is not blissful. What's the reason? Please tell me." Radhar Thakurani, Sri Radharani saw that she can understand the state of Sri Krishna's, Sri Govinda's mind. Because her mind is completely united with his mind. So this is why Sri Radha Thakurani is saying, "O Lord of my life, O lover of my life, seeing that you are sad, I'm also becoming so. Please tell me, what's the reason that you're feeling so?" Sri Govinda, Sri Krishna, he was sitting there without saying a word. And then he told, "Hey Radhe, today your Sakis found faults with me. They told that I'm miser. Sri Shuka Muni, whom I sent to glorify me, he is saying, he said that I am the one that is gifting mukti, salvation, but that I am not giving prem bhakti, pure loving devotion." Radharani answered, "My Sakis, they are great learned persons. They wouldn't say it for no reason." So Sri Krishna told, "Oh, I can see you are taking sides of your Sakis." So Sri Radharani told, "It's not the matter of taking sides. Oh, the Lord, the lover of my life, your Shastra is saying so." Sri Shuka Muni, whom you have sent, he has clearly told in the Shastras that you are not giving prem bhakti. So this is why it's all right to tell that you are actually a miser. So Sri Krishna became even more sad. Sri Krishna told, "Hey Radhe, so please tell me, your Sakis are renouncing that I am a miser. So please tell me, how can I rectify this? What I can do? You are known to be so merciful, the most merciful one." Sri Radharani is always ready to bestow her mercy. So she told, "O Lord of my life, O lover of my life, you should do some great generous thing. So that after such a deed, after such a generous deed that you would do, no one else would ever be able to call you miser." So the Supreme Lord, Sri Krishna, he told, "Now the horrifying Kali Yuga is approaching. All the jivas, all the souls will experience the great suffering in Kali Yuga. So Radhe, I'm promising to you, in this Kali Yuga, I will personally appear and I will distribute, I will preach Prem Bhakti, the pure loving devotion. I will distribute Prem Bhakti. Srimati Radharani told, O Lord of my life, if you are going to distribute Prem Bhakti in Kali Yuga, taking the human form, if you are going to distribute your Prem Bhakti to all the jivas, to all the souls, I'm going to go with you. So Sri Krishna answered, you're going to go with me? Oh no, it's not possible. Actually, he's going to take Sri Radharani within himself. Sri Krishna's hue is dark blue color. This is why often it's told that he is blackish in color. It's such a deep blue color. But Sri Radharani's hue is golden. It's golden as the gold of Jambu River. In Jambudvip, there is a river called Jambu. So the gold is appearing in that river. And on the both banks of that river, that ras, the nectar of that gold, is being brought by the river. So this is why the both banks of the Jambu River are golden. So the color of Lord Gauranga's hue is this golden hue. As pure as gold, as this purest gold of the Jambu River and the banks of Jambu River. And in actuality, that's the color, that's the bodily hue of Srimati Radharani. So united Radha and Krishna, when they come in this one form, as Sriman Gauranga Mahaprabhu, they come in this golden form, where Sriman Gauranga, in a mood of Srimati Radharani, is distributing purest loving devotion, Prem Bhakti. So there is no greater donor, there is no greater generous person in whole creation than him, Sriman Gauranga Mahaprabhu. So in order to uplift the souls of Kali Yuga, Sriman Gauranga Mahaprabhu, taking the mood of Srimati Radharani and her gopis, he's bestowing mercy upon the Kali Yuga souls by bringing Harinam and his pure bhakti. So that state that the gopis experienced in separation from Sri Krishna and what kind of bliss they experienced loving Sri Krishna, this is what Sri Krishna, now in a mood of Srimati Radharani, appearing as Sriman Gauranga Mahaprabhu, this is what he is relishing. So such a great gift Sriman Gauranga Mahaprabhu brought to us. In this way, he distributed Prem Bhakti. So how is it that Sriman Mahaprabhu is so merciful? It is because Srimati Radharani is within him. This is why he is so freely distributing Prem Bhakti, purest loving devotion. If Mahaprabhu wouldn't come, we wouldn't ever know about the glories of the gopis, about glory of Sri Radharani. The gopis were crying so much. They were crying so much in separation from Krishna. And at that time, they experienced such a great bliss as when meeting with Sri Krishna. Wherever the gopis have glanced, they would see Krishna. Krishna and Krishna only. So no one would ever be able to describe the state of the gopis. Seeing the Sakis, seeing Sri Radharani, it looks from outside that they are burning in the greatest fire, that they are experiencing the greatest poison. But inside, they are experiencing the greatest bliss. And this is the amazing nature of the purest bhakti, the prem bhakti towards Sri Krishna. Only those that have it, that experience it, they can know what it is. Only they know the glory of it. This meeting point of this greatest poison and greatest bliss, greatest nectar at the same time, this mixture of poison and nectar at the same time. Radharani and the gopis, they are as a mad person, crying in separation from Krishna, not eating, constantly crying, O Lord of our lives, O lover of our lives. This is the meeting, the mixture of the poison and nectar. And in such a mood, they are enacting Krishna Leelas, his childhood Leelas. So Sri Radharani seeing the bumblebee, the Chitrajalpa mood is appearing in her. Such a mood that she is speaking as seeing pictures in front of her. Speaking to the bumblebee, she is actually indirectly speaking to Uddhavji. Sri Radharani, she is saying, O bumblebee, O the one that is collecting the honey from the flowers. Your friend is the same as you. You are going from flower to flower, enjoying the nectar, the honey, the pollen of those flowers. And when you take it all, you're leaving that flower and you're going to another flower. That's your dharma. That's your real nature. And when you leave that one flower and go to another, you forget about it. So your friend, that blackish Krishna, he is the same as you. This is why that bondage of your friendship exists, because you have the same nature, both of you. So the fact is that Sri Lakshmi Devi, the consort of Sri Narayan, she has left her husband Sri Narayan. So even her, who is so knowledgeable, the one that is constantly staying by the side of Sri Narayan, she herself, she has left Vaikuntha, she has come to Vraja to worship Sri Krishna. It's not that only you, the gopis, as if Bumblebee is saying to Sri Radharani, it's not that only you, the gopis, who are living in the forest are worshipping Sri Krishna because you are the girls of the forest and you don't have any knowledge, the village girls. So the gopi, now Sri Radharani is saying, yes, it's true, they know many things, the gopis, but still they don't have. They don't have many things. The gopi told, the Srimati Radharani told, it may look that this simple forest village ladies don't have many things, but they do have lots of knowledge. Srimati Radharani is telling to the bumblebee, it may look that the gopis are very simple, they don't possess a lot, but they are very intelligent. They do have so much knowledge. This is why they are so intelligent, actually. Although being very simple, they are very intelligent, very knowledgeable. But, Sri Radharani is saying, Lakshmi Devi, she is not intelligent. She is the one that stays eternally, always by the side of Sri Narayan. And she has left him. She has left Vaikuntha and she came to Vraj. Hey, Bumblebee. This Lakshmi Devi, she has very simple mind. She has left her own husband. She came to Vraj and doing tapasya, she is worshipping Sri Krishna here. She is very simple-minded. This Devi Lakshmi, she is worshipped by all the chaste women. but even herself being the worshipable Devi of all the chaste women, she cannot understand what a cheater Shri Krishna is. When she gets to understand, then she will lament as we are lamenting, as we gopis are lamenting. So the nectar actually that she is desiring to relish will turn into poison that she will constantly have to take. Do you know what kind of cheater your friend is? First of all, he attracts someone towards him. And your friend, he has one great magic, one great Maya. He first attracts everyone towards him. Shri Krishna is playing flute, and this is how he is attracting Shri Radharani and the gopis towards him. When someone is trying to catch the deers, what they are doing, they have a special flute, the flute that attracts the deers. They're playing that flute, and the deers are the lover of the beautiful songs and the beautiful sound. So the hunters are playing these flutes to attract the deers, but they are also, along this with this flute that they are carrying the arrows, the sharp arrows. Oh, friend of the cheater, oh, bumblebee, your friend is so the same as these hunters. He is coming toward us. He's playing his flute to attract us and to destroy all our dharma. He attracts us, and then he's relishing the nectar from our lips. After he completes drinking the nectar from our lips, he's leaving us and he goes away. This is his dharma. This is what he is doing. He attracts, he enjoys, and then he leaves. So the gopis who have left everything for Krishna, they worshipped Krishna, they don't have any other place to go. They don't have any other shelter. So Shri Radharani is saying, this is the dharma of your friend. So your friend and you are the same. You are seeing the flowers, and in the same way as your friend, you go to those flowers. You are buzzing around them. You are glorifying them in that way. Then you are kissing them. You take all the nectar from them, all the honey from them. You are drinking their nectar. And then you are leaving them. You are leaving those flowers. So you and your friend are the same. Both of you are cheaters. So this Rama Devi, Shri Lakshmi Devi, the consort of Shri Narayan, she is so simple-minded. She came to worship Shri Krishna, but she is going to fall into this greatest distress very soon. There the same qualities within Shri Narayana and Shri Krishna, but Krishna has four more qualities, his four madhuryas, his four loving sweetnesses. One of them is Krishna's beauty. When someone sees Krishna, they will be completely overwhelmed. So Shri Krishna's, Shri Govinda's bhaktas, they're constantly meditating of Krishna's beautiful form. And in this way, they're able to cross the ocean of material existence. The next madhurya, the next loving sweetness of Shri Krishna, is his leela, the sweetness of his leela, of his pastimes. So the special attraction is there also within his pastime. So the next kind of madhurya is Krishna's Venu Madhuri, the loving transcendental sweetness, the attraction of his flute. So the gopis are hearing this sweetness of Krishna's flute, they are able to leave everything. And the fourth madhurya, the fourth loving transcendental sweetness, is Premadhurya, the loving transcendental sweetness of his purest love. And we are hearing about these topics. So this Vaikuntha Devi, Shri Lakshmi Devi, because of these four sweetnesses of Krishna's beauty, his pastimes, his flute and his purest love, being attracted to them, Lakshmi Devi is leaving Shri Vaikuntha and she came to Vraja. And in this divine place of Belvan, the forest of bell fruits, until today she is there performing her tapasya, performing austerity, worshipping Shri Krishna. Without performing tapasya, worship Shri Krishna, no one can get him. So, Shri Lakshmi Devi, she is worshipping Shri Krishna, but he cannot be reached, as mentioned, all the doing, all the austerities, without following in the footsteps of the gopis. If someone doesn't fall in the footsteps of the gopis, they wouldn't ever be able to reach Shri Krishna. So, the queen, the Devi, the goddess of all the opulence, Shri Lakshmi, she is having this abhiman, or she is having this ego that she is the goddess of all the opulence. So she is not able to follow in the footsteps of the gopis. She is not ready to do so, and this is why she is still not able to attain Krishna. These four madhuryas, Rup, Leela, Venu and Premadhuri of Shri Krishna, they are not present in Shri Narayan.
Madhurjo lobe, chhari sab kamo bhoge, vrato
So Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita is saying, that Devi Lakshmi that's residing by the side of Sri Narayan, she was able to leave all the opulence and enjoyment of Vaikuntha. She has left everything. She is the Devi of all opulence, so she has enjoyed all the opulence there in Vaikuntha. She was able to leave that all and she came to Vraj to do tapasya, to do austerity. But still, until today, after so many yugas, she is not able to reach to gain Sri Krishna. Why? Because she was not ready to follow in the footsteps of the gopis. So daily, today is 11th day, we are daily hearing about this katha. It's such a beautiful katha. We cannot understand it incomplete. But still, just by hearing about this katha, automatically the attraction towards Srimati Radharani will appear in us. So saying Rade Rade, we are concluding our katha here.